didn't tell me I could sit up front with him, so. Tanya, alcoholic. Hi. I don't know if I desired to be a 10-minute speaker, but somebody asked me, and I was always told you say yes to requests that come through. My sobriety date is November 18th, 1999. I literally grew up in these rooms. I was the little kid that would get drugged to AA meetings as a child. What happened to me was at the age of 16, my dad died of this disease, and I quickly realized I didn't want to feel anymore, and so I found drugs and alcohol. Drugs and alcohol helped me not feel. I didn't want to feel my feelings. I didn't believe in God anymore. My entire life just sort of fell apart at the age of 16, and so like a good alcoholic, I got into lots of trouble. You know, got arrested, got a DUI, got busted for growing pot in my backyard. I lived in the good state of Washington at the time, where it's legal now, apparently. And so what happened was I felt like I was in the rooms enough to know that I wasn't an alcoholic. I thought self-knowledge had, you know, taught me everything I needed to know. And so because I had read the big book at age 10 and I had been growing up in these rooms, when I started struggling with drugs and alcohol, I knew I didn't want to come here because I knew I wasn't one of you guys. There was no way I was an alcoholic. I knew better. Quickly found out that that was not my truth. And so my truth is that I am a real alcoholic. I have definitely earned my seat here. My drinking career was short, but it definitely had an impact on me. I basically hit a bottom at age 20 and discovered quickly that I couldn't solve this on my own. I needed you guys. I needed the rooms. Sitting alone in an apartment in Seattle at the time, not wanting to live and not wanting to die, sort of in this hopeless purgatory place, I didn't know what to do. And so the only thing that I believe was my higher power at the time, what I was drawn to do was pick up the phone. And so I made a phone call to central office in Seattle. And I got a list of some meetings to go to. I called a family practitioner, and I got honest. I had been to probably a dozen therapists up until that point, and I never told any of them the truth about what I was doing with my life. Always had the job, went to school, paid my bills, was a good functioning alcoholic that I thought. So what happened was I picked up the phone and I got honest, and that was a real humbling experience. Most of my family is sober, and so seeing them practice these principles in all of their affairs and really embodying attraction rather than promotion is the only thing that got me here. They never judged me. They never told me to stop drinking. They literally let me have my journey with alcohol and drugs until alcohol stopped working for me. I started going to meetings back in 1999, and I've never stopped. I got a sponsor. I picked up phones. I was involved in every young people's thing that I could get involved in at the time. My sobriety has been unlike anything I ever imagined it would be. Life at 20, I never wanted to be a mom. I never wanted kids. I never wanted to be married. I was independent and cute, and I didn't really care about anything else but me. Sobriety taught me to give a shit about other people besides myself. Sobriety has taught me that most of my problems aren't really problems. I like to make up things in my head, and I like to, you know, go to the future and trip on all sorts of stuff. And sobriety has taught me that all I have is today. I've worked the steps repeatedly. I sponsor women. I have a sponsor. I have a home group. I have discovered a way of living that I never thought possible because of these rooms. And I've watched people sober in my life die because they weren't practicing the principles in all their affairs and they didn't have a spiritual experience. I've watched people in my life go out and never come back. This program is like nothing I ever imagined. And I was the 20-year-old that thought I knew everything when I first came in here. I've also been fortunate, I think, enough to hit some really serious emotional bottoms in sobriety. Really humbling experiences when you're cold stone sober and you hit a bottom like nothing you've ever imagined. It's brutal. And we have these rooms to save us from that stuff. I have repeatedly, when my ass starts falling off in sobriety, I go back and I do 90 and 90. I pick up the phone. I go do H&I, get out of myself any chance I can get, because I'm still a very selfish alcoholic. I sometimes still think I have all the answers when I don't. Everything I need to know about sobriety is in that big book. And so if you're new, connect with people in the rooms that you can relate to. Listen for the similarities. When I first got here, I literally didn't think I could relate to anybody. And now I can go to a room anywhere on the planet and I can relate to people. That's a gift. Because I really thought I was unique before I came here. I'm not. I'm just a sober alcoholic living life one day at a time. And someone years ago, when I was struggling in one of those emotional bottoms, told me just to remember where my feet are. And my feet are right here in this room of Alcoholics Anonymous. And so when I'm spinning out of control, or life is hard, or my teenager's being an asshole, or my job sucks, whatever the case may be, I get to be here. I get to be sober. I never thought I would have, let alone 30 days of sobriety. So to get to be alive is a miracle, because I really didn't think I was going to make it to my 25th birthday for a number of years. But I get to do this deal, and I get to be me. And when I was drinking and using, I didn't want to be me. I wanted to be out of my skin. I was out of control. I didn't want to be anything. And so today I get to be me. I get to do this deal sober. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes life is really lifey and it sucks and it's hard. But we get to do this deal together. And I think that's been the biggest gift for me, just to know that I get to be sober today. It's a gift. And I get to be surrounded by other alcoholics that get me. Even if your story's not like mine, you know what I'm saying. And that is a fucking gift, because pre-anything, like, I didn't think anyone understood me. I didn't think anyone was going to be able to relate to anything that I had. And so to come into rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous and to be able to relate to people, and to be completely honest, sometimes I take breaks from my home group and I go to, like, the seedy meetings with all the really cute homeless old guys, and I want to hear their stories because I can relate to those guys. It doesn't matter. We are all walks of life, and it just, it's such a gift to know that I can relate to any of your stories and any of your experiences. And I love this program. I love those steps. I'm also a really big advocate of those traditions, because those traditions are what keep these meetings alive. They kept them alive for me. They couldn't save my dad, but they've saved me. And I want those meetings here for my kids if they need them. You know, I don't know what their journey is going to be like, but I need these meetings here for me and for you guys and for anyone else that comes after me, because this is the only way I've been able to stay sober, is with the program of Alcoholics Anonymous and a spiritual experience. And if you're new and the God thing freaks you out, it totally freaked me out for a number of years in sobriety. And so I would literally make the G in my big book a lowercase g, just because I'm a rebel and I didn't want that G to be a capital G. It was a control thing for me. It took me a number of years to figure out a God of my understanding, whether it's a little g or a capital G, and sometimes it was the room, sometimes it was a doorknob, sometimes it's the ocean. I can't really explain what my higher power is today, but I know that it's not me, and something bigger than me has been keeping me sober, and if I can turn my will and my life over to the care of something that's not me, because my best thinking got me into a lot of trouble, and it got me here. I'm grateful that I picked up that phone that day, but my best thinking is not always the right way, and my best laid plans really are shit. God has so much more in store for me. Beyond my wildest dreams, this is not the life I ever thought I would have. And I've been through just about everything you could possibly imagine in sobriety. You name it, I've survived it. I didn't have to pick up a drink, but I picked up the phone, I picked up a big book, I prayed, I got on my knees when I needed to. And sometimes you just literally have to cry it out until you get through it. I didn't want to feel, and that's why I drank, and now I'm sober, and I fucking feel everything to the extreme. And that's a gift, because I never could feel before. And so coming into these rooms and getting humble enough to say, I give up, I don't want to live like this anymore, was the best decision I ever made. And so if you're new, keep coming back. Congratulations to the birthday girl. And I don't think there was any token recipients tonight. Thank you, Hugh, for inviting me here. I don't know how you suckered me into this. But keep coming back. This is a program that will definitely change your life. It's a desire to stop drinking that gets you the membership piece in the door. But it's working those steps that gives you that long-term sobriety. So thank you for letting me be of service.